Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship reaching all four corners of Equestria, that's touching everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuned into Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the Gold MC, Mike Chick, and it's Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. Folks, I got something brewing in me. Better call a doctor because I got pony fever. That's right, for the next 2 hours, we got the best news, music, and everything that makes the My Little Pony community great here on the only source for My Little Pony hoo-ha, that is Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com.
I can't believe
We'll be right back.
was Free Wave with Lord RD featuring Mimji with the Lunar Eclipse, Free Wave's Princess of the Night mix. Before that was Black Electric with the World of the Changelings, and MB Alpha with I've Got to Find a Way, the MB Alpha remix. I'll tell you what, those are some pretty good remixes right there, if I can say so myself. Again, I'm not a remix aficionado, but I would say that I would know a thing or two about remixes at least. Anyway, coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship, reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching down everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuned to Cancelot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mike Check, and it's Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. And folks, I just want to thank you all for the fantastic birthday wishes. You guys are awesome. So anyway, I hope your week's going great so far. Of course, before we continue into any of our other awesomeness, you got to check out our sponsors, because without them, we'd starve. DerbyHoovesNews.com, producer of some of the finest My Little Pony news, media, and fan-created content. DerbyHoovesNews.com. Mimico, producers of the My Little Pony USB flash drive series, including Princess Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, Rarity, Limited Edition Derpy, and Pinkie Pie. And folks, with the holiday season just around the corner, check out these awesome flash drives that make great stocking stuffers, or show that special brony in your life that maybe they're worth just a little bit. Silver Slinger, formerly Chaotic Brony, producer of some of the finest My Little Pony jewelry available. Visit Etsy.com/shop/Silver Slinger for more information. And TrotCon, Columbus, Ohio's premier My Little Pony convention, June 20th through 22nd at the Sheraton Columbus at Capitol Square. Visit TrotCon.net to book your room at $102 per evening. I think that's awesome. Well, anyway, folks, how y'all doing? I will tell you this much, folks. Again, I cannot thank you guys enough for all the birthday wishes and making my birthday incredible. May not have had as many ponies as I would like to have seen it, but hey, it's pretty good. But I gotta tell you, it's actually been quite a week in the world, and I'm not just talking about me turning 26. But actually, I want to take a few moments to talk about something that I feel is very important and deserves a good amount of attention because it's necessary. Well, I don't know if many of you guys know, but these past couple of days over in the Philippines, there has been this surge of typhoons that have been hitting it. And from what I've gathered already, it is not good. I think any natural disaster is never good. And they're already predicting at least 10,000 to be possibly dead. Millions are without food or water or living or dwelling places. And apparently help is needed, not in the next few days. It's needed right now. So while we are not doing exactly a charity for this, because we don't have the money right now to get anything together, and because it is needed right now, if you go over to Facebook.com, you can look above your profile bar, and you'll see a Donate Now Emergency Relief to the Philippines. The American Red Cross is asking that every Facebook user donates $10 to help those affected by the typhoon. Now, this is a very, very important thing, just because there are millions without food or water or shelter, and they need the help now. We've seen video and news reports that next week will be too late for many of these people because the Philippines aren't as lucky as we equestrians. That we get help over to them right away because tomorrow might be too late. So it's only $10. You can also, I believe, text $10. We'll have information on that a little bit later on in the news stable. There is actually a Brony thank you fund thing going on. We'll tell you about that a little later on in this show as well. But guys, if you can, donate some money to the American Red Cross because it's vital. Without our help, many of these people will die. So if you can help, every penny counts. Even if you're going to donate a dollar or so, a dollar, $2, $3, every bit helps these people who have been pushed out of their homes and their lives have been either ruined or changed in a dramatic way because of this natural disaster. So I thank you for bearing with me on that. I felt it was very important to get that out. But anyway, it's been going pretty good. The Brony community has been pretty anxiously waiting for next Saturday, because next Saturday is apparently the release of Season 4 of My Little Pony. And because you probably won't hear enough of this until the end of the... Oh, do we have it? Oh, we don't have it. Oh, no, we do have it. Oh, we do have it. Awesome. And because you won't hear enough of this until next weekend, let's do it once again.
It has begun.
Half day, half night.
Whoa.
Strange weather patterns. Out of control plants.
Ah! What do you think it means?
It means all new episodes of My Little Pony are coming in November. Your favorites from Ponyville are back for a brand new season full of surprises.
I'm going to need more popcorn.
My Little Pony, the new season, premieres Saturday, November 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Only on the Hub Network.
Now, we can all assume that's going to be awesomeness incarnate. However, we've actually got a bit of a competition with another show that's making a big deal this Saturday. And stop me if you've heard this one before. So apparently, it is also the 50th anniversary special of Doctor Who. Now, for those of you who are the Whovians, or Whoanauts, this is a big deal because it will also be announced who the next incarnation of the Doctor will be. Now, mic check really isn't exactly what you call a Whovian, but it's got a lot of attention on the social networks and the interwebs, which he inhabits with his awesomeness of Canterlot Radio. So, we've actually got a special poll we'll be doing following the announcement of last week's Pony Poll that ties both the My Little Pony Season 4 premiere and the 50th anniversary Doctor Who special. So anyway, last week's Pony Poll, we asked you guys, after a post on the Hub Network Facebook page showing Celestia Tisamay of... Let me try that again, because I may have lost some people with those words. Last week, the Hub posted a photo of Celestia looking in a bit of disappointment or concern as Princess Luna raised the moon in the background. So that actually triggered this poll. Do you think Luna still resents Celestia for stealing her away for 1,000 years? And it came down to a 3-vote difference. But with 54% of the votes, you guys said yes, that Luna still resents Celestia for stealing her away for 1,000 years. Of course, 46% of you guys said no, water under the bridge. She's over the moon with all that. Well, she essentially is the moon. But apparently you guys think that Luna still harbors some resentment for being sealed away for 1,000 years by her older sister. Well, maybe we'll see some of that resentment come out in Season 4. But anyway, this week's Pony Poll. You see, I was going to take the high road and do an awesome, what's the worst sickness to have during the winter season in Equestria, and be a choice between a cold, the feather flu, or the cutie pox. But because everyone's getting excited for this, we want to know, which are you more excited for? The Season 4 premiere of My Little Pony or the 50th anniversary special of Doctor Who? Hit over to CarolinaRadio.com during our next block of music to take part in the Pony Poll and make your voices heard each week through the Pony Poll, because you want to make your voice heard. And I think this one's going to be a backlash, because you've got, not only do you have My Little Pony, which has gained the interwebs, but you also have Doctor Who, which also gained the interwebs. So we want to know, Which one are you more excited for? Announce the winner next week on the program. But anyway, getting into our next block of music here on the KRLOutRadio.coms. Tolan with Afterburner here on KRLOut Radio. We'll be right back.
world to keep my wings loose. I need that pinky fire, I need that beauty shot. Need to keep coughing until I die. I need that rainbow juice, I need that scooter fuse. I need that poison joke smoke to keep my wings loose. I need that pinky fire, I need that beauty shot. Need to keep coughing until I die. I need that sweetie bell, I need that apple bloom. I need some bass so deep that it shakes the room. I need the Applejack, I need that rarity. Why don't you eat some grass and lay down with me? I need that. I need that. I need that. I need that. To take the edge off my life. Due to 60 twilight, cast the spell and you will see that you belong in my life. Take the edge off my life. Due to 60 twilight, take these spells and you will see that you belong in my life.
Acres by Senator Myth. Before that was Foozogs with Pinkie Pie Love Sugar, Sugar Rush Mix. Before that was Michael Ariano with I Need That featuring Derpy Grooves. And Undream Panic with Discord Takes No Prisoners. And we take no prisoners here on Canterlot Radio. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. And we are having a blast here on Canterlot Radio on blogtalkradio.com. The only show with the ponies, for the bronies, by the bronies. And we're not phonies. See what I did? I did a little rhyming thing. Yeah, you guys will like that. And we've been talking in the chat room right now about what makes this show great. And one of our chat room listeners, all the newest music you play, I never hear most of them until you play them. Well, that's cool, Red Book, because we here at Canterlot Radio like to try to diversify the My Little Pony music community. And I think that with the two out of three, or two-thirds of our show being nothing but all new music, listeners get introduced to new musicians out there who want to make their claim in this pony music-filled world we call home. And I'll tell you what, that Sweet Apple Acres, that makes me reminiscent of the summer that I spent with Applejack and her family making some of the sweetest cider this side of Canterlot. But anyway, enough reminiscing. It's now time to get you caught up in the world of My Little Pony news and information with the one, the only, Don Newell-Stable.
Bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community, it's the Newell-Stable. And now, here's Mike Check.
This is the Newell-Stable for Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. And as always, it's me, it's the good old MC Mike Check, bringing you the latest news in the world of My Little Pony. That being said, now to dive into our first story. Super Typhoon Haiyan, one of the most powerful typhoons ever recorded, has left a terrible trail of destruction across the central Philippines. The provincial capital of Ligtalcoman was almost completely devastated, with estimated fatalities reaching well over 10,000 individuals. Needless to say, the destruction alone has left thousands without access to the basic necessities like food, shelter, medicine, and clean drinking water. As part of the general disaster relief efforts responding from the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan, Bronies for Good and the Brony Thank You Fund have teamed up to raise funds for Habitat for Humanity's Disaster Response Fund. Monies from this fund will go to the provisioning of emergency shelter kits to victims requiring immediate short-term shelter and long-term restoration efforts. To participate, head over to the Brony Thank You Fund's eBay Giving Works page to donate directly to the fund, or to donate or bid on items that will have varying portions of proceeds allocated for disaster relief. All collective donations will be sent as an aggregate via the BTYF to Habitat for Humanity's Disaster Response Fund. Furthermore, there are other ways that you can help donate to the organizations who are responding to this situation by heading over to broniesforgood.org. And I'll tell you this much, folks, it's a really good thing that these guys are doing. They're taking all their proceeds and they're donating to a very worthy cause. We talked about this earlier in the opening of the show. It's very important to get funds to these people right away, because next week will be too late. So if you can, head over to broniesforgood.org, and if you can donate a few dollars, $1, $2, $3, anything helps, donate to these people. In fact, during our next block of music, I myself will be donating a couple dollars to the Bronies for Good Fund. So that should set the I didn't know he had Sean Connery on this program. So that should set the market standards for you to donate to this worthy cause of Bronies for Good. Okay. Oh, Sean Connery voice there. Wow. But anyway, it's a very good cause, and you should help out because they really need the help. So anyway, broniesforgood.org, complete information on how you can help. Wait, moving into our next story, Brian and Bryna Drummond, who voiced Dr. Hooves, Filthy Rich, Caramel, Sheriff Silverstar, and Babseed, between the two of them, have been announced for the upcoming BabsCon. BabsCon is announcing Babseed. This incredibly versatile father-daughter duo of Brian and Bryna Drummond will be guests of honor at BabsCon in April in San Francisco, and we couldn't be happier. Brian, who voices many of the behind-the-scenes ponies, including Mr. Cake, Dr. Hooves, Filthy Rich, Sheriff Silverstar, Caramel, and many more, is also known for his voice as Vegeta in the Canadian dubbing of Dragon Ball Z. Bryna, who voices everyone's favorite blank fank filly from Manhattan Babseed on My Little Pony, will also be doing an appearance as well. She's been doing voice work basically since birth, and it is about time to have a starring role on a secret project she's not allowed to tell us about yet. But she is incredibly adorable. The Bay Area Bronies Spectacular, BabsCon, is the first convention dedicated to My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, in the San Francisco Bay Area, and will be held on April 18th through 20th next year at the SFO Hyatt Regency in Burlingame, California. Contact PR at BabsCon.com for more information. And let me tell you this, folks. These two voice actors, they are awesome beyond belief. Because I got to guest appear with them at CutieMarkCon earlier this year in Cincinnati. And I'll tell you this much, folks. These two guys are incredible. And there's actually a video over at YouTube right now that talks about, that features both Brian and Bryna doing the infamous It's Over 9000 clip, which is very funny, and you should check it out. We'll post a link to it on the Twitter page. And if you're going, you should also go because Brian's an awesome dude and he follows us, which is really cool. He follows us because we're awesome and because we're going to have him on the show soon. Awesome. But like I said, if you're in the BabsCon area, check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun and you might even make some new brony friends. And who doesn't like making brony friends? I know I do. But anyway, our final story for the news stable. Apparently, a few weeks ago, The Living Tombstone, awesome brony musician who we featured many of his different songs on the program, released a note on Facebook letting everyone know that due to his contracts with various companies, he would no longer be able to directly remix or use ponies in his music. So probably Hasbro had a hand or hoof in that. But it looks like this may have changed recently, though, as a new update notes that he will be able to do it after all. He was quoted as saying, "Good news, seems like I'll be able to remix songs for My Little Pony after all. Better watch out for season 4. So hopefully we will get to see some awesome music come out of The Living Tombstone. I mean, Living Tombstone and awesome music, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. Like cherries and chimichangas. Like pickleberries and kumquats. Like Pinky and Pie. And, of course, we also hope to have The Living Tombstone on the program as well in a segment we like to call Behind the Brony. Tell us a little bit about The Living Tombstone's history in music and about working on some of his title songs, like Discord. Because I was talking to him at Everfree Northwest in July, and I was going, you know, with all the views that Discord has gotten and the revenue you've gotten from that, you can retire and sleep in the middle of a summer afternoon. Hey. I'll tell you what, that Living Tombstone is something else. If you ever get to meet him, you want to meet him because he's awesome. So we've learned a lot today in the news stable. So again, head over to broniesforgood.org to donate during the show. I will be donating myself in the next few minutes. And also, that Babs Seed is going to BabsCon. And it all makes sense, because Babs Seed at BabsCon. That's like having Pinkie Pie Palooza in Poughkeepsie and not having Pinkie Pie participate. Getting tongue-tied there. What a way. That's going to do it for this installment of The News Table.
This has been The News Table. Tune in next week for the latest news in the My Little Pony community. Out to you, Mike Chuck.
I'll tell you what. It's going to be an awesome show. I mean, we're not even an hour into the show yet, and we've got more great music to play. Shurikane with the Ever Free Force here on Canterlot Radio. Figure out if Rarity won against the Crab. But anyway, Rarity versus the Crab by Eerie. BBBFF, Derpidity, vocal cover by Derpidity. Crystal Slave with Simply Fabulous. All Fine by General Mumble. And Shurikane with the Everfree Forest. All here on Canterlot Radio on blogtalkradio.com. It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. And it's now time for us to kick back and relax with the Zen that is the Brona Tree Corner. Each week we feature one piece of My Little Pony poetry and read it on the air so you guys can see how awesome your poetry is. Well, anyway, instead of reading one long poem, I thought I'd share a series of haiku about My Little Pony. What, Mike Chick reading haiku about ponies? It exists, apparently. Well, anyway, all of these are by Rubu. Yeah, Rubu. We start off with a haiku for Rainbow Dash. Pegasus Pony. She's a little bit lazy. Tomboy, Rainbow Dash. Rarity Haiku. A white unicorn. Spike has a big crush on her. Graceful Rarity. Pinkie Pie Haiku. She loves having fun. Party going pink pony. prankster Pinkie Pie. Fluttershy haiku. She's scared of dragons. Good with animals and kids. The shy Fluttershy. And that was a collection of My Little Pony haikus by Rubu. And if you have a poem... And if you have a poem you want featured on the program next week, send it to us at canterlotradio@gmail.com or tweet a link to it at canterlotradio on Twitter. And by the way, on Twitter, we actually posted a couple hours ago a chart with this chart that said, what is your pony name? And we've actually been getting some awesome ones from Stephanie Mann, Candy Fashion, Bean Dip, Twilight Trumpet. I like that one. Cup of Confetti, Butterfly Jim, awesome, and XX Shadow Angel, Twilight Luck, and Solar Cloud with Butterfly Fashion. Sounds like a Fluttershy Rarity hybrid, where you take the best of both and you put them together. That's pretty cool, actually. So again, head over to twitter.com/CanterlotRadio, check out our awesome chart, and tell us what your pony name is. Well, anyway, into our next block of music here on Canterlot Radio, because that's what you came for. Bareback, Rainy Day, here on Canterlot Radio.
I'm bored. Thank you.
Pinkie Pie wants. Whatever Pinkie Pie wants, or it's whatever Pinkie Pie does. Whatever Pinkie Pie Does by Flutter Lover. Before that was Stuck in Time by The Living Tombstone and Baronified. Starboard with Sombra's Demise and Bareback with The Rainy Day. It's not been a rainy day, but it's been a cold one here on Canterlot Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Whew, quite a cold presence here in Canterlot. I'll tell you what, this is crazy. This weather's just getting really, really crazy. I mean, a few weeks ago, we were still sweating like pigs, and now we're freezing like, what could be freezing? Anyway, I'm not going to think too much on that. That's a thought for another day, kids. Well, anyway, I was actually perusing the YouTubes earlier last week, and this video kicked us. Okay, so we've seen Twilightlicious, Rainbowlicious, Pinkylicious, Flutterlicious, Big Macalicious, and Owlalicious. But are we ready for Grannylicious?
I'm a G to the O, A, double ending Y. And I'm a sexy granny who makes mean apple pie. I'm Grannylicious. Yeah.
If anyone has not seen yet, there is now a Granny Smith-licious. A Grannylicious. And does anyone else feel kind of dirty after listening to that? I will tell you what, that is just, there are some ponies that don't deserve a licious. Discord, yes. Twilight, yes. Granny Smith, no. But we heard it. We can't unhear it now. So, the internet, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw that on you. Didn't mean to try it, but I did. But I want to know, where are we going to get a mic checklicious? That's what I want to know. I mean, we got a Vinylicious. We got Pinky, Derpy, Big Mac. Big Mac got a licious before I did. Man, that's just infuriating. Well, anyway, on to our final block of music. I know, but maybe we'll have another block afterwards. Or maybe we'll let you guys go a little early so you guys can get started on your pre-Black Friday shopping, because that's coming up too. That's important. Flutterboard, the Sonic Breakbeat Remix here on Canterlot Radio.
The fire is rising high tonight. So let's begin.
Rocking to the awesome tunes of Music of My Destiny by Exequius. Before that was Pony Phonic with Twilight's Journey, Flight League with For the Best Mare in Equestria, and Twitch with the Flitterborn Sonic Park Breakbeat Remix. Forgive me, I'm feeling a little hoarse today, kids. Little horse, the pony joke. This is Carolot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. We've got about 10 minutes left of today's awesome show. So once again, kids, it's now time to open up the mail sack of awesomeness and read you another wonderful letter to Celestia. Now, people are asking me, Mike Check, why in the world would you keep reading these letters to Celestia? Well, because they're important lessons that we need to have as we go through our own lives. So in case something like that happens, we have something to reflect on. I hope it makes sense. Okay. Well, anyway, today we got a letter from a pony named Kevin. And he writes, "Dear Princess Celestia, once I thought of myself as a small, insignificant, useless, unimportant, a nobody in a world of somebodies. I was nothing more than part of the crowd, something to see and then overlook. I wasn't as smart as the others. I wasn't as strong as the others. I had neither fame nor fortune. I used to think this mattered. I was self-conscious, thinking that my perceived flaws and lack of value made me a lesser person and unworthy of friendship because of this. It sounds like a pony that we all know. I have since learned that I am wrong. I may not be rich. I accept this. I may not be famous. I accept this too. I may not be strong, and that I can accept. I may not be smart, but I am still worthy in my own way. I am me, and that is all that should matter to both myself and everyone else. What I am is opposed to what I have done. And fame or not, fortune or not, strength or not, intelligence or not, we are all of us worthy of friendship for the same reason, simply because we exist. True friendship can be found when one realizes that this is all that matters. And this is the knowledge that is worth far and beyond anything else in the whole of the world ever. Your faithful student, Kevin." And you know what, folks? Kevin is absolutely 125% right. Kevin is, you know, Kevin sees things as they should be. Sadly, that's not always the way things are. But Kevin is one of those shining examples of how we should live our lives. Now, there are some of us that aren't talented, some of us that aren't smart, or handsome or strong or rich. But enough about me. If we look at what Kevin offers, and that's being himself, anyone can be pretend to be something they're not. I could pretend to be a magical Princess Alicorn with purple and white striped socks for some reason, because that's popular. But that's not who I am. I am Mike Check, and I am the host of a show that gives hope to the hopeless, a show that brings happiness to the happilessness. Happinessless, is that a word? No? All right. But anyway, I can't be someone I'm not. If I could, I'd be Tara Strong. Unless Chuck Norris. If you can be Chuck Norris, then be Chuck Norris. But we have to be true to ourselves. We can't put on a false face and be something we're not. We can improve on what we are, but if we can't accept who we are already, then we're not going to be happy in life. And I think that as we go throughout this world and as you go out into this next week, remember that only you can be you. No one else can. So, Kevin, thank you for that awesome letter, Princess Celestia. I will send it to her post-haste. Guys, for going in and out, I've just been feeling so horrible this week. Just, I think I've got the feather flu, even though I don't have wings. Can a pony without wings get the feather flu? Someone check up WebMDFIM. Can someone check out that up for me? I appreciate it. But, you know, I want to thank you guys for once again tuning in, because you guys make this show worth doing. And it makes me want to just, you know, be happy. I know I'm not the most popular one out there, and I'm not the most likable one out there, and I'm not the most lovable one out there. And I don't have giant muscles by Snowflake IRL, or I don't have my own con dedicated to ponies. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will. I don't know. Maybe I'll start that for 2014. Maybe we'll have a con here in Cincinnati called, well, we can't do Kmart con, because that's already taken. But, but maybe we'll do something like that. I don't know. I don't know. That's got to be rough, though. It's going to be tough, though. So we'd have to, that may be wishful thinking. But anyway, before we go, we've been asking you guys all throughout the show to tweet us your pony names from a chart we posted on our Twitter page. So here are a few more. Oh, boy. This is going to be kind of funny. Let's see. Red Book, Cotton Waves, Shake Mercer, Candy Dash, Command.com, Sweetie Waves, Princess Krita, Strawberry Blossom. Kind of sounds like Strawberry Shortcake, actually. James Justice, Sweetie Princess. Baseline, Duskworthy. Le Pinky, Cotton Song. Vinyl Scratch, Sweetie Blossom. Phoenix Cure, Apple Blossom. Dan Kingsley, Twilight Princess. Sally Coon, Cotton Song. William Steinberg, Galloping Happiness. Comet Dust, got Rainbow Bloom. Okay, so see that when I picture Rainbow Dash and Apple Bloom mixed together. Fuzzball, Berry Blossom. Cute Pony Tweets, Snuggle Fashion. Uber Gabo, Cotton Princess. Hollyoaks Guinea, Snuggle Moon. Oh, man. This is so wrong, but it's funny. Well, guys, keep tweeting us your names, and we'll share some more next week on the program, and we'll retweet some of our favorites. But unfortunately, we are out of time for this week. Head over to KarenLotRadio.com and take part in this week's Pony Poll. What are you excited for most next weekend? The Season 4 premiere of My Little Pony or the 50th anniversary special for Doctor Who? That's going to divide a nation, I got a feeling. But, of course, like us on Facebook at CanterlotRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio. We're going to go ahead and announce our – we're going to have a 700-follower contest. We've got a special prize for you guys if we hit 700 followers by the end of November. That's in about 2.5 weeks. So also, again, take part in the Pony Poll. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And for those of you who are wondering, last week I issued a challenge to everyone's favorite new and up-and-coming OC, Button Mash. Well, I just got a tweet back from him, and he says, bring it on. What do we do next? We didn't plan this far. Think of something. So hopefully stay tuned to Carolot Radio to see Mike Chicken Button Mash take part in the milkshake race to end all milkshake races. It's going to be awesome. Well, unfortunately, folks, we are out of time for this installment of Canterlot Radio. Until we see you down the road, this is my chick reminding you that no matter where you go in life, friendship is magic, and we will see you all next week. Bro hoof, and good night.
If you wonder what friendship could be.